Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission is to equip you with answers to share the hope that you have within you, because life and truth matter. Why? Because being armed with truth will equip you to counter the corrosive worldviews at work in our world today, while experiencing the authentic Christian life will make you a winsome witness of the purpose of life, which is to experience union with God and Christ, both for today and for all eternity. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us online at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. In my hand, I hold a brand new edition of the Christian Research Journal. If you have not yet subscribed, take an opportunity to do that right now. You can do so on the web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. Also want to mention the Hank Unplugged podcast. This takes me out of the studio into my study, where I am now engaging in free-flowing, stimulating discussions on critical issues with some of the brightest, most interesting minds on the planet. You can subscribe to Hank Unplugged on iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcast to make sure that you become a part of the conversation. Again, subscribe on iTunes, or you can also listen at equip.org/unplugged. Well, on today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, I want to highlight the mission of the Christian Research Journal, and vicariously, the mission of the Christian Research Institute in general. So let me begin by saying that in producing each and every issue of the Christian Research Journal, our focus is on two complementary realities. The first is truth, and the second is life. And both realities are codified by the mission statement that is emblazoned on each and every edition of our magazine. That mission statement, equipping you to exercise truth and experience life. As is evident in a post-truth culture, truth matters. Truth really, really matters. You and I have been commissioned to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks us to give the reason for the hope that we have. First and foremost, as I have indicated many times in this broadcast, we need to be well equipped to address the issue of origins. And I often refer to origins as not an apologetic issue, but the apologetic issue. And that is because how you view your origins will ultimately determine how you live your life. If you suppose that you are a mere function of random processes, you're going to live your life by a different standard than if you know that you are created in the image of God and therefore accountable to Him. So in the final analysis, more consequences for our society hinge on this very issue, more so than on any other. In fact, Friedrich Nietzsche, who provided the philosophical framework for Hitler's Germany, understood that better than most. And as a result, he predicted that the death of God in the 19th century would ensure that the 20th century would be the bloodiest century in history. And of course, he was right. Not only about the 20th century, but also about the century that we're living in the present moment. Well, apart from origins, no question begs an answer more insistently than does the question of resurrection. You see, resurrection is the ultimate game changer. If I face hardships in this life for merely human reasons, what have I gained, says the Apostle Paul? If the dead aren't raised, we might as well just eat, drink, and recognize that tomorrow we're going to die anyway. In fact, Paul says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. Now, I also think that it's important to communicate that the Bible, rightly understood, is a bulwark. It's a bulwark that fuels our faith. It's a bulwark that shatters the waves of skepticism and doubt. If we abide by the principles that are taught in the Bible, our country, as has been well said, will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instruction, if we neglect its authority, no one can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all of our past glory in profound obscurity. One other thing. I think that added to providing answers and educating ourselves in the art and science of biblical interpretation, we're called to equip ourselves to counter counterfeit religions. We're besieged by them. And wrongly apprehended, this is a discipline that might rightly be regarded as a never-ending tedium. And I say that because Satan packages his lies in a broad variety of ways. And thus, rather than attempt to absorb every deviation of every counterfeit, we're better served to become so familiar with the main and the plain things of biblical Christianity that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, we spot them instantaneously. And yet being intellectually equipped to exercise truth is hardly sufficient. The Father's greatest gift to those who have been saved through the death of His dear Son is the impartation of a new order of life. And it's an order of life that is of the same quality as the life of Christ, because that is precisely what it is. It's the impartation of the life of Christ by which the incarnation continues. The descent of the ineffable in incarnation provides the ladder of divine ascent by which fallen humanity may rise up to union with God, to participate, as it were, in the words of St. Peter, to participate in the divine nature. If we relegate the Christian experience to just a headful of knowledge, to mental assent to logical truth propositions, well, then we're in danger of devolving into a transactional rather than a transformational relationship with the lover of our souls, a transaction that might offer heaven and the avoidance of hell, yet a transaction strangely devoid of the transformational intimacy that Christ offers us right now in the present. Not just a head full of knowledge, but active participation in the kingdom of God, entrance into the divine life of the Trinity, union with the Triadic One. And that, dear friends, is a mouthful. But Jesus said it emphatically. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have life abundantly, or life to the full. I want to talk about this when we come back from the break, but the truth is this. From most of my Christian experience, I had very little concept of what that abundant life might entail. The very notion that it might involve what the early church designated as deification or union with God existed outside of my conceptual framework. And I think that is true for many people listening to me right now as well. Again, what I'm attempting to do in this broadcast is whet your appetite to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. It is our award-winning magazine. You can subscribe online in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And I do want to thank all of you who make this one-of-a-kind ministry possible, not only in the West, but globally around the world as well. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk a little more about the life that matters more, something that I write about in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. So please don't touch that dial.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's flagship publication designed to equip you in doctrine, defense, and discernment. When you subscribe to the journal, you'll receive a magazine that's not only scholarly in its substance, but beautiful in its presentation, easily accessible and relevant, with stunning graphics and rich content written by respected theologians and communicators. The Christian Research Journal is a must-have resource that no Christian home should be without. Start your subscription today. Call 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back with more after this. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As mentioned in the first part of the broadcast, I'm hoping and praying that you will subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. And to that end, I'm devoting this broadcast to maybe incite you to do just that. The journal, of course, is designated to equip you to exercise truth and to experience life. And as I was saying before the break, for most of my Christian experience, I had little concept of what the abundant life might entail. The very notion that it might involve what the early church designated as deification or union with God existed outside of my conceptual framework. And I think this is a problem that applies to a lot of people because our personal paradigms, they function as frames and filters, as a set of blinders that limit our peripheral vision and oftentimes screen out data incompatible with our existing conceptual structures and values. And so in the deep-seated psychological need for meaning and security, we often allow immature and even tribal paradigms to become petrified. I like to call that a hardening of the categories. We cling desperately to mental models of reality because of the terrifying uncertainty that lurks outside the sanctuary of our carefully constructed and defended theoretical systems. And as such, we often confuse translation with transformation. Translation is horizontal growth. Transformation is vertical growth. It means either breaking through to new heights of perspective or to new depths of understanding. And that is the result of paradigm shifts that trigger not just new sights, but new ways of seeing, new ways of looking at the world. And let me give you an example. Throughout most of human history, Earth was believed to be the center of the universe. In recent centuries, the notion of a heliocentric universe emerged. But now we know that the universe comprises trillions of galaxies, each replete with hundreds of billions of stars. And what is more, we once perceived atoms to be indivisible. At present, we know that they're composed of constituent parts of electrons and protons and neutrons and the like, and even that's been called into question. Everything in the physical universe may well be reducible to fermions and bosons, the former what matter consists of, and the latter what fields of force are composed of. We once believed in the solidity of matter. It now appears that solidity is myth. All that appears solid is but empty space dotted with bundles of energy or wavelets of information. My point here is that our perceptual lenses are in desperate need of cleansing. Just as telescopes and microscopes uncover truths about the universe that we just couldn't imagine, so the transfiguration of Jesus, and this is the quintessential case, unveiled realities concerning participation in the divine nature that we could not previously imagine. It was unthinkable. So as modern technology has uncovered truths concerning the nature of matter, so Mount Tabor served to disclose new heights of perspective and new depths of understanding. You know, when the disciples saw the face of Jesus shining like the sun, they came face to face with the poverty of their own paltry paradigms. Indeed, the notion that they might be transfigured like unto their Lord was as remote to them as, well, nuclear physics would be to a 19th century scientist. Seeing the effulgence of his glory in Mount Tabor produced nothing less than a megaship in perspective. John became acutely aware that the glory of God given to Jesus, Jesus had now given to them. And as with uncreated light that transfigured the Lord, John perceived that he too might be the repository of immaterial fire. In like fashion, Paul perceived that we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord. My point is simply this. There can be no life without truth, but above all, no truth without life. The life that matters more is a realm largely inaccessible to our human apprehensions of truth. It involves a mysterium that is to be experienced rather than just explained. And while the divine incomprehensibility of the life that matters more is not a prohibition on knowledge, it is the transcending of knowledge. It's the transcending of all philosophical speculation. Christian theology, as has been well said, is always in the last resort a means. It's a unity of knowledge that subserves an end that transcends all knowledge, and that ultimate end is union with God or deification. And thus, the Christian Research Institute, through its various outreaches, including the Christian Research Journal, is committed to equipping you to exercise truth, but also to experience life. In reading the cover story of the current issue of the Christian Research Journal, it's titled, Why Do Parents of Gay Children Change Their Theological Minds? When you read that cover story, you're immediately alerted to the reality that multitudes today appeal to the weight of their own experiences to determine the viability of truth propositions passed down from apostolic fathers to the Eucharistic assembly of every local church in every successive generation. And as a result of that, sub-biblical proclivities estrange them from the experience of wholeness. In fact, in place of wholeness, they experience what author Matthew Kennedy smartly references as the luminous self. And as I note in my Ask Hank column, Orthodox apologist Vladimir Lossky elegantly upended all such conundrums by wisely proffering that outside the truth kept by the whole church, personal experience would be deprived of all certainty. It would be deprived of all objectivity. It would be a mingling of truth and falsehood, of reality and of illusion. And as such, Christian theology is always in the last resort a means, said Lossky. It's a unity of knowledge subserving an end that transcends all knowledge, and that ultimate end is union with God or deification. Let me summarize. The historical arch stretching from the time of our birth to the continuum of ever-increasing union with God is at once an exemplar of truth, but also the experience of life. Let me repeat what I said earlier. There can be no life without truth, and no truth without life. In sharp contrast to the Gnostic, for whom knowledge is an end in itself, knowledge for the Christian is a means by which to experience a life that is transcendent to truth, a life of fellowship in the Holy Trinity, the very life that we were designed for. Well, again, I read about this briefly In the From the President column in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, I also write about what Eastern Orthodoxy is all about in my column at the back of the magazine. But this issue, the Christian Research Journal, is just packed with very important information that not only titillates our minds, but ultimately changes our lives, so that, as Jesus said, we may experience life that is life to the full. Again, you can subscribe to the Christian Research Journal online at equip.org or simply write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as I wrap up this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, let me again thank you so much. If you are one of those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth, this voice is needed, and you are making it a reality across the globe. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We pray that today's program has deepened your understanding of Scripture and helped you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to contact CRI and order resources or partner with us financially, just go to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.